We're going to talk about a book which is called From Crisis to Calling, Finding Your Moral Center in the Toughest Decisions. It's written by Sasha Chanoff and David Chanoff. And Sasha Chanoff is our guest right now. It's nice to meet you by phone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
This story is an amazing story of work that you did in the Congo helping refugees escape. And refugees are on our mind because I think I saw something within the last week or two that something like one out of 135 people worldwide are in this kind of situation or estranged from their home, sometimes even within their homeland. So this is something that touches you dearly. When were you involved in that rescue mission in Congo?
This was in the year 2000, and I was part of a U.S. government rescue team sent in to evacuate people who were being massacred in violence in the country at that time.
That was in a few years back, but this was one of those moments in your life, and we might as well go ahead and talk about crucibles right now, but you're talking in the book From Crisis to Calling about those moments in our lives which have the potential to make us and to change us. How does this still impact you even today?
Oh, I faced this life-changing decision in the Congo about whether to try to include a group of widows and orphans on our evacuation flight, but doing so would have jeopardized the lives of everybody we knew we could get out, or were we to leave those widows and orphans there and we knew that they would die if we left them there. What that experience did for me, after I argued about it all night with my colleague, she on one side saying we have to try to take them, me following orders from our boss who said we can't take them. Mm-hmm. And I was finally convinced that we had to try. But what it did was it helped me connect with, I feel like, my deepest values, who I was as a human being. It helped me connect with thoughts about the fact that my family came to the U.S. as refugees 100 years ago, the fact that I had come face to face with these widows and orphans, and I saw them. And so I was, in a sense, I felt this moral obligation to try, even though we were jeopardizing other lives. It changed me in the sense that it reoriented my life and my work towards those refugees who were off the radar and had no one to support them, and led to founding this organization, Refuge Point, which now reaches refugees in the most life-threatening situations around the world and gets them to countries where they can rebuild their lives. But the book talks about how decision points that we face can change our lives if we open our eyes to those decision points, if we confront them, and if we try to use them to understand who we are and what our deepest humanitarian values are, and what in what our kind of in our deepest innermost values tell us to do, and then to take courage to do those things. And we all face decisions that impact other people in significant ways. And so the book talks about how these points can change our lives.
Yeah, and one of the key points of that is empathy. As I was looking and reading through your book, and I was reading about your experience and then about the other experiences that you include in the book, and even one of the chapter titles, I think, is called Empathy. And I'm thinking that's, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you is one of those golden rules that I think shows up in many religions. Christianity also claims that. What you had in you was there, but you were faced with a decision that had, as you talk about in the book, so much power, and the arbiters of life and death. And you were right there at that. And the description of not wanting to go into the tent where the widows and where the children were, your partner wanted to, went down there, visited that, and said, you have to see this. You knew what you were going to see. But I mean, you're talking about really weighing both decisions that you could argue very strongly were right decisions, no matter which one you made.
Yeah. And, you know, I did not know what to do in the situation. I was very fortunate to have this woman, Sheikha Ali, the partner on this rescue mission, with me, because she was so firm in her belief that we had to try to take them. I thought that, it was possible that my job was going to be on the line. We were putting ourselves in more danger because we needed armed guards to get people out, and the situation was complex because Congo was at war at the time. So there was a lot of risks in terms of trying to take them. One of the quotes we have in the book, there's this sociologist, James Q. Wilson, and In terms of making hard decisions, we all have many influences in our lives, and this sociologist has this beautiful saying. He says that the moral sense is not a strong beacon light. It is rather a small candle flame flickering and sputtering in the strong winds of power and passion, greed and ideology, but brought close to the heart and cupped in one's hands, it dispels the darkness and warms the soul.
Wow, that is a great quote, and we have to protect that flame because it could easily go out.
And I think right now in the world, the thing is that people will face decisions that impact others. So this experience, while it was unique to me, I think the book makes the point that these are experiences that people will face, experiences that impact others. But right now, it feels like as individuals, there are a lot of things confronting us that we have to make decisions about. And even as a country, I feel like we're at this kind of moral crisis, crucible moment, and globally in terms of what's happening with refugees. There are 65 million people who fled from their homes because of conflict, more than at any point in history. And the average amount of time someone's a refugee is 20 years. So this is a situation that impacts all of us and will continue to impact all of us. And we have to look deep inside us to see how we want to relate to this. And we're hearing political rhetoric in the U.S. that's actually putting more refugees at threat.
Sasha Chanoff is our guest from Crisis to Calling, Finding Your Moral Center in the Toughest Decisions. First half of the book focuses on his situation in the Congo. As I said, it's an amazing read, and the question keeps coming up, are we humanitarians or not? For those who are listening who just think, well, this is just a humanitarian, a bleeding heart, he's out there trying to do good in the world and right the world, I would like for you to comment on the inclusion of one of the persons whose experiences you referred to in the second half of the book, and that would be Eric Greitens. He's actually running for governor of our state of Missouri and running as a Republican and has several advertisements out. But he, as many people know, because he's been a guest on this program, on this radio station a couple of times before, Navy SEAL. So how do you look at his experiences and hear from him how that fits into what you're talking about, finding that calling in crisis?
Eric has an incredible part in this book. He's a friend of mine. I interviewed him for the book. You know, he, after his experience as a Navy SEAL, he went and visited wounded veterans in a hospital. And seeing what they had gone through, and he asked them what they wanted to do, and what they said was that they didn't need help. They wanted to continue serving. He looked inside himself, and he had empathy because he had been there right with them. He knew he could have been in the same place as them. And he felt that he had the potential and ability to do something about that unique. So he started the Mission Continues, which is an organization that enables veterans to continue serving. So it was this, and he was putting things at risk. He didn't know if it would succeed. He didn't know if he would make any money. He just spent all the money he had, as I think his reserve money, to start that. So it was this decision where he looked deep inside and felt that he was called to do something. And I think all of us face those kinds of moments or situations where if we open our eyes to situations, we can find something that calls to us, that helps to give us meaning in our lives. And that's why we highlight Eric and so many others who have these kinds of stories. But it's not just people who are leaders like Eric. I think this is available to everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what I hoped we could talk about. Although I'm curious, should we go out looking for those crucible moments, or will they find us, or do we just happen to sleep through many of them in our lives?
You know, my sense is that it's really easy to be kind of stuck and keep your head down in our work, with our families, with our studies, and that sometimes we don't look up and look around to the situations around us. My experience going into that tent was kind of what we highlight in this respect. I didn't want to go into the tent. I didn't want to open my eyes to those people. I was lucky that I had someone there who kind of, you know, went to the tent before me, and my feet were following her in before I knew what I was doing. But so I think that we have to be aware that at some point we will confront decisions and keep our eyes open to those situations. It might be right around us. It might be people who need help around us. But these are essentially decisions that impact other people's lives. And I think when you move in that direction to open your eyes to possibilities around you, you again move towards finding what your individual values tell you to do and what your upbringing tells you to do. Eric was unique. He had specific experience as a SEAL with his background that led him to that. Same thing with me. Same thing for each of us. We have unique experiences in our lives that help to guide what we think we should do. So we have to keep our eyes open and look around.
One of the points that you make in the book is the importance of courage, and you get to this step of courage. And I think that that's what separates a lot of what you're talking about in this book and what you faced in the Congo, what Eric Greitens has faced in his situations, and others. Jocelyn Elder, I think, also is in this book. And those situations, many of us, I think, lack courage, because I think sometimes we know that there are opportunities, or there's that moment where we are faced with, okay, we can respond to this situation, or please don't put us in this situation, because we're fearful of being weak when faced with that opportunity.
Yeah, and so we lay out five principles in the book that are applicable in one way or another to everyone. Those principles are: be prepared, open your eyes, confront yourself, know yourself, and finally, take courage. Mm-hmm. And it's that last one that's so essential. You know, even though I had seen those widows and orphans, I knew that there was a lot of risk in this decision. And I luckily, again, had this colleague of mine that helped lead me along the way. But that's such a critical piece, is that decisions we make sometimes are hard. They might carry consequences, financial or employment or otherwise. So we have to take the courage to do what we feel is right.
I'll tell you what, the description of the refugee camp in the Congo and what you went through in that is brilliant. I will not forget that. It's going to be one that sticks with me, and I'll think of that as I hear the refugees and probably challenge myself. Refuge Point, what's the website for that, please?
www.refugepoint.org.
I'm going to, on our Facebook, and then also when we post this as a podcast on our website for the radio station, put information about how they can find out more through Twitter, through the Facebook page that you have, and also through the website. So that information will be available to our listeners. Been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
From Crisis to Calling, Finding Your Moral Center in the Toughest Decisions, a new book by Sasha Chanoff, who's been our guest. This is KFRU.